Hello and welcome to Sem Torah for Parsha Tetzaveh. In this week's Parsha, we are told of Hashem's mitzvah to Moshe Rabbeinu to consecrate and to be Mekadesh the Mizbeach. As he tells us in Perek Chavtet, Psukim Lamenchet Lamedtet, V'zeh asher ta'aseh la'mizbeach, kvasim b'nei shana shnayim layom tamir. Et ha'keves ha'achad ta'aseh v'boker, ve'et ha'keves ha'sheni ta'aseh bein ha'arbaim. Of course, this is the mitzvah to bring a korban tamid, the korban tamid that is going to be brought from that day and every single day that there is a communal mizbeach, a korban tamid, the first korban of the day, the last korban of the day, no matter what day it is, whether it's weekday, whether it's Shabbat, whether it's Rosh Chodesh, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, doesn't matter, the very first avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, or I should say the first korban in the Beit HaMikdash is going to be the korban tamid, and the very last korban in the Beit HaMikdash in the evening and the afternoon is of course the korban tamid, and it begins and it starts the very first time in this week's parsha. The mitzvah of the Korban Tamid is mentioned as a mitzvah ledorot in Parshat Pinchas with an almost identical terminology. In our Parsha, describing the very first time the Korban was to be brought, the Torah tells us, et hakeves ha'echad ta'aseh v'boker. However, if you turn to Parshat Pinchas in Bamidbar Chavchet, the Torah changes one letter. Perek Chavchet, Pasuk Dalet, and Bamidbar, and Parshat Pinchas, et hakeves echad ta'aseh v'boker, ve'et hakeves hasheni ta'aseh bein ha'arbaim. The Torah changes one word. Instead of saying the one sheep, as it says in our Parsha, et hakeves ha'echad, the Torah in Parshat Pinchas says merely, et hakeves echad ta'aseh v'boker. Why the difference? What is so special about the first sheep that was brought on the Mizbeach in this week's Parsha, et hakeves ha'echad, with the hei ha'yidiyah, whereas in the mitzvah of the Dorot, the Torah tells us, et hakeves echad. The Brisker Rav, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, who passed away in the middle of the 20th century, has a beautiful idea to answer the disparity in these psukim. He quotes the halacha, that if, for some reason, the morning tamid could not be brought, the afternoon tamid was still offered as a korban. And vice versa, if for some reason the afternoon tamid could not be brought, the morning korban was brought nonetheless. The two korbanot are separate mitzvot. They are independent of each other. However, says the Brisker Rav, this is not true of the very first time the mizbeach was used in our parsha, in Parsha Tetzaveh. The very first korban tamid was different. Those korbanot had to be brought on the same day. On the same day that the afternoon korban was brought, the morning korban had to be brought, and vice versa. If, for some reason, the morning tamid was not brought, the afternoon korban would also have to be put on hold. That is why it says in our parsha, et hakeves ha'echad, when the very first korban was brought. If it were not brought, then the second one, the afternoon korban tamid, was to be put on hold. Once again, in a regular day, every day thereafter, if the morning korban couldn't be brought, the afternoon was still brought. And if the afternoon could not be brought, the morning was still brought. However, the very first time that the korbanot tamid were brought, if the morning was not brought, the afternoon was not brought. And vice versa, if the afternoon could not be brought, you're not supposed to bring the morning, and you would have to wait a day until both could be brought. In other words, the very first time the Mizbeach was used, the Mizbeach had to, quote, start on the right foot. And this is, of course, an important lesson for us to learn. Rashi, quoting the Mechilta, Perek Bet, Rashi on Shmot Perek Yudtet, Perek He, Pasuk He, quotes a very famous expression, Kol Hatchalot Kashot. Of course, all beginnings are difficult. The Brisker Rav's idea in our Parsha tells us that there is more to this expression than meets the eye. The reason why all beginnings are tough is because the beginning is so important. Starting something properly, starting something in the right tone, on the right foot, heading in the right direction, are all invaluable in strides that we make in Avodat Hashem. Even in the middle of the year, here we are, Parshat Tetzaveh, on the eve of Purim. Rosh Hashanah is a distant memory away, but Yom Purim, Kippurim, still we can start afresh. And we must start afresh in our mitzvot, in our Limud HaTorah. And if we do, so to speak, start again, we must make sure that we do it all correctly, all lishma, working towards Dveikut Bashem and Kirva Lashem. Have a Shabbat Shalom and a Purim Sameach.